Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. The Pats returned to Foxborough Sunday night, victors in week one over the Tennessee Titans. And on Monday, several players and head coach Bill Belichick dropped by the WEEI radio studios here at Gillette Stadium for Patriots Monday. Here's a peek.
A goal that I've set for myself going into each game is I want to try to get 100 on the ground, you know, for this offense, because we have such a strong passing attack, and I think that the creases are in there. So for me, that is my main focus that I'm focusing on. So going into what I overexpected or didn't see coming, I definitely didn't see a Bill 25 on the ground yesterday, but I'm thankful and I'm very blessed that I was able to go out there and do that.
Everybody knew the job, playing good technique up front. We knew exactly how we wanted to play it. And I think everybody just played off one another. One thing that we always try to talk about is if somebody isn't where they're supposed to be, don't follow the same jersey. So, you know, you replace for one another. That's what being a team is all about. You know, you have my back, I have your back.
The thing they do, they find guys that are tough and willing to compete and smart guys, and they put them in this system, and Scar works them. And if they can't handle it, you won't see them around here very long. So, the guys we have in there, we have tons of confidence in, and they all work hard, they study hard, and they play hard. And that's, I think if you do those three things, you're going to give yourself a chance to be successful out there.
The run blocking was competitive. We had some holes. We made some nice plays. There are other plays that, again, we weren't able to finish our blocks or sustain them. Same thing with pass protection. We, at times, did a good job, and at other times, we gave up a little bit of pressure. Some things we can learn from and improve on. It was good enough to win. It was good enough to score 27 points offensively, but I still think we can do better.
I'm a defensive guy, so this is one thing that we always preach on, running game, running game, running game. Being able to slow down or shut down a running game and make a team one-dimensional, and I think we did that yesterday.
I really say it was just mainly focus. Towards the end of the year, you know, you have two balls on the ground. I don't think you're going to be playing much anywhere, no matter where you are, whether it's Pee Wee football or, you know, the New England Patriots. But back-to-back games with two fumbles, I knew, even as a rookie, that was two things that couldn't happen. So for me this year, my biggest thing is just coming in and focusing on the small things.
I think there are some players that are going to have more versatility as they gain experience, and then there are other guys who are a little more experienced. So a guy like Hightower, who's been in a very, you know, sophisticated defensive system in Alabama, has played a couple different linebacker positions, also played down in the sub for Alabama. Similar terminology, smart guy, had a lot of experience playing at a high level at a good program. He's a little further ahead than some other guys are. Mm-hmm. Not saying that they won't catch up or that, but you know, he's just a little further ahead and has a little more versatility at this point in time.
You know what? These guys have been doing a great job. I mean, you know, you could talk young all you want, but it's a young, mature group. I mean, the passion they have for the game, the love they have for the game, that's exactly what you want on your football team. And we have it. We definitely have it. So I'm lucky to have these guys with me, balling with me, and hopefully we can, you know, put these things together and get it going.
Well, both players have done well. Both players have been productive for him. Cole's certainly a more athletic guy and is able to move around and likes to escape from the pocket. Skelton's more of a classic in-the-pocket passer. But again, both guys have been productive. They have a lot of good players. Of course, highlighted by Fitzgerald. I don't think there's anybody in the league that, as an offensive player, that's not a quarterback, that means more to his team than Fitzgerald does to the offense of Arizona.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.